Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's a Friday morning. You made it. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
41 degrees right now. Going to get into the low 50s again. Clouds, clouds, clouds. But I don't see any precipitation. Your best day this weekend will be Bills Chiefs Day.
Oh, really?
53 degrees and cloudy. And we will be getting ready for that massive game all morning long here on a Football Friday. But we got time.
Okay.
Before we get there,
what do you got?
Breaking news overnight.
What happened?
I know you being the car guy that you are, this is going to hurt you very badly.
What?
Advance Auto Parts has announced they are closing 700 stores nationwide.
I'm waiting on my clutch plates. You got to be kidding me, man.
So the company says it's part of a reorganization strategy to improve business performance. And we don't know if any of the Advance Auto Parts in the greater Rochester area will be closing.
Yeah.
Still waiting to see which ones are going to go down. But they have a new three-year financial plan, blah, 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 blah.
Do you know any guys your age that work on our cars?
I don't, no.
I don't know anybody that works on our car anymore.
Why is that?
Nobody wants to work in a car anymore.
So let's talk about that. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because I do think people not working on their car is the reason this is happening.
It's got to be.
However, what is the reason people are no longer working on their cars, 252-WCMF? Because my thought, tell me what you think, is that cars have become so technologically advanced.
Oh, yeah.
It's impossible for you in your driveway to work on
it. I don't know. If I open up the hood of my car, I don't know what I'm looking at.
I love how you say that like you would have before they became.
I knew car stuff. I knew the carburetor. I knew the air filter. I know where the window washer was.
I can still do that. I can still do the window
washer. Have you ever tried to change your oil?
No, not in my modern car.
I did it one time, and it sucked. It sucked bad.
Like, I remember I used to help my dad do his, and I was always like, this cost $10. Like, why are we doing this?
Right.
Why are we taking
And it's an
all-day
job. My brother-in-law, when he lived with us, because he was King Chintz, he had a special blanket. He'd lay down in the driveway, jack the car up. You're going to die. You're going to die for $10. You're absolutely right.
And I also don't.
And it's a mess.
And I don't trust, like, just speaking personally, my dad probably wasn't doing it right.
Mm.
Like, I don't know how hard it is to screw up changing your oil, but if you could, he was going to be the one to do it.
And by the way, in the end, what do you do with the oil? Like, the old oil, you also had to get rid of that.
Are we talking back in the day?
Yeah.
Because garbage can.
I don't know if anybody followed any rules then.
Well, I think people put it right down the old, like, sewer.
Oh God.
Well, that's why all the dolphin had that sheen on them.
Well, I mean, they do look sexier.
Yeah. But you're right. Nobody works in it. I don't think people work in their cars anymore, unless you're like a real gearhead. Like, guys aren't doing that.
But, though. I mean, as a gear, you wouldn't have to be a car from 10, 15, 20 years
minimum.
Ago.
Right. Minimum.
Well, I was trying to think, like, is there anything, though, like, base that you would do yourself? Like, if this, like, a headlight went out, would you fix it yourself?
No, well,
you take
it's
it
even
in?
Hard to do the headlights now because, I got big hands and long arms, right? Like, why do they make the headlights like you got to go around the corner, up, prostate exam to this part of the car? Like, can't you just give me a thing where I click it open and switch it?
So I remember I had a headlight out. I was driving. It was me and my ex-boyfriend driving through New Jersey. And we stopped at one. It might have been Advance. I can't. One of those places to get a to replace. Like I can replace a headlight, no problem. So we get there, and he's trying to figure it out, and he can't do it. So this woman, who's a mechanic that works at this place, comes out. She is rolling her eyes at him. She literally fixed it in like 2 seconds and walked back inside like. She knew what she was doing.
That's like laughing at your weenie.
She was watching it happen, and I know, like, she was just waiting to strike. Like, I can't wait to show this woman how much of a loser her boyfriend is.
And it had such an impact on Kimmy that 20 years later.
I never forgot.
That should.
So, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
With the way that cars are built now and the computers and the chips and the technological stuff. I mean, there are cars like my Pilot, right? I open it up. There's like a big plate over half the stuff. I don't even know where to go to open it up.
Yeah.
And there was a time.
There was a time.
Thank you. Where you were so busted, whether or not you knew how to do stuff in your car, you had to learn how to do stuff.
Yeah, and
on
it
your
always
car.
Went horribly wrong.
But you figured out a way to get it done.
I didn't.
You didn't?
I had some bad experiences, man, with cars.
Can you give me an example?
Horrible. So I had a flat tire.
Okay.
So I had to go get another tire, get it mounted on a rim, and everybody's at work, just do it yourself, man. Don't give them the money. So I put the tire on. And as I'm driving to work, I hear this hissing sound, and then my tire explodes. Oh. Now, I'm not on a highway. I'm on a side street leaving my condo in Florida. My tire explodes. I look at it. It looks like when you see those tires on, like, 490 that are just shredded, like, of a semi.
What happened?
Idiot me put the tire on backwards. So this valve stem of the tire was hitting the brakes, and it literally ripped the valve stem up and then blew out the tire.
Okay. That's 100% on you.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's why I shouldn't have done it.
No, but no. Like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I also reversed, and I found this out, that this is a word. Do you know when people say reverse polarity?
No.
Okay.
It's when you have the battery,
You put the battery jumpers on the wrong posts. I did that, and the thing started to smoke, and I just ran from the car because I thought it was going to blow up, and it was next to my old man's car, so I thought it was going to blow up both cars.
Okay, that's just the logos on, like the signs, positive, negative, negative, positive.
The car was kind of dirty. You couldn't really read
it. There's colors on them.
Yeah, but you couldn't really see the colors. And I just took a shot.
Okay.
So, yes, I've had horrible, horrible experiences with cars. That's why I don't touch cars.
No, but here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. I understand, like, legitimate car repair, right? Or, like, getting the car up on a jack fine. I understand the concern there. But what you describe is so stupid.
I ain't mechanical.
It should not apply to anyone else listening to this show. Like, when you say don't do this with cars and then you name those two things, you're such an idiot. That would never happen to anybody else
but
in America.
He's a lucky idiot because nothing still here despite making those mistakes.
I guess you're right.
So when diesel cars first came out, and that was like the big rage, we had this rich kid when I worked at the grocery business as a kid, and his old man had a diesel caddy.
Ooh, right? Wait, they made diesel Cadillacs?
Back then they did, yes. So everything went diesel for just a little while because the gas prices were going all over the place. Everybody, hey, you got to get diesel. How'd that work out for you? So the kid filled the diesel with gas.
Oh,
Not a lot because the nozzles kind of fit back then. So he kind of forced it because he thought it was cheaper and he was saving some money. Destroyed the old man's car. Yeah. Idiots.
252 WCMF. Advance Auto Parts announces yesterday they're going to be closing 700 stores nationwide. And Tommy hits it on the head, right? Nobody's working on their cars anymore. But it ain't a lazy thing. It's hard, borderline impossible.
Yeah.
In your driveway to work on your car. Carrie Ann writes us, you're all on point with why they're closing. Newer models are way too difficult to work on, compounded with the fact that you can get parts cheaper on Amazon. See, that would make me nervous. Because if I am going to take a swing at fixing something myself.
Yeah.
I want another human being that can come out to my car and just get eyes on it to make sure I'm getting the right thing.
Oh, all right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like, car parts, for whatever it is, they're so similar. And, you know, it's like a quarter of a millimeter difference. And this doesn't fit.
You just need somebody to confirm for you, essentially. Just be like, yep, that's it.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. I need someone else to blame if I buy the wrong thing or do it the wrong way. And there is a little bit of heartbreak here. There's gearheads that just love working on cars, right? And, like, put those guys aside. There's folks, I think the bigger heartbreak are for folks that don't have the money for legitimate repairs.
Yeah, then you're stuck at doing it yourself.
Well, no, that's what I mean.
You got to go on YouTube.
But you can't do it yourself anymore for a lot of this stuff. Like, for example, you know I'm not mechanically inclined. Mm-hmm. But I was so broke, I was forced to learn how to do stuff on a lot of the cars that I had back in the day. Like minor stuff, like fan belts and hoses and things like that. But you remember I had a prime gray pickup truck.
Yes.
That I bought for
It matched your girlfriend at the time.
I bought it for $200.
Yes.
It had a piece of wood where the tailgate was supposed to be, and it wouldn't go into park all the time. You had to slam it into park, and it also leaked fluid all over the place all the time.
Yeah, I know that.
I never got it registered. I just drove it around. It was like, I'll take the ticket. Yeah. Worst comes to worst, right? So the thing would overheat all the time because the belts, or not the belts, the hoses would just fly off.
Again, like your girlfriend.
So, like, I got a really, really good crash course into what the hoses do for an engine and a transmission and all this stuff. So I would have to drive around with extra hoses at all times. And if I was driving the truck and it started smoking, I would have to pull over, flip the hose, brand new hose out of the back, and then fill it with more coolant and then go on my way.
Because I remember the busted stuff they made to, like, keep your car going. And one was if you had a leaky radiator. They sell this stuff. It was like metal flakes. So you unscrewed the cap of your radiator.
Yeah.
Put these metal flakes in. The theory was that the water leaking out, the flakes would go into that hole and patch it up and just hold it there for the force of the water.
Fantastic.
It never worked. So, like, I'm figuring, I'm all set, man. I'm literally watching the heat gauge. Boom. Again, I blew a radiator out, man. I've blown radiators, I've blown hatchbacks, and I cracked an engine housing.
How did you do that?
When I was on the road doing stand-up. I just drove the car into the ground, right? But I figured, I'll get back to Florida. Well, the thing craps out in Valdosta, Georgia, and I go to this shop, and he goes, new engine costs you $2,500. Well, I was just shy of $2,500 by $2,500. So I asked him, can you just make this car just get me home? And whatever he did, he got me home. But the thing was just, it was like wrestling all the way to Florida.
You know, it is funny you bring that up. Like, in our early days, what you were willing to overlook that these days you would flip out of the cabin of your car. Right? Like, because you're describing, like, you know, cracking the head of your head.
Yeah.
Like, if that happened right now, you're getting out of the car, you're standing where you are, there's no way you're risking even turning that car on again, right? I don't want to, the radiator exploding. Like, I would be driving down the road. And there would be literal billows of dark smoke coming out from under my hood. If that happened now,
it looked like a tractor pull.
But I'd be flipping out.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas back then, it was just like, let me slam it into park and hope it stays. Get out. Get under the hood. Well, the smoke, by the way, is just blasting me in the face. I'm going to take these chemicals. Not going to wash my hands after. New hose. Okay, we're fine.
And my worst thing was tires. Because tires, for some reason, have always been out of my reach for expense.
They are expensive.
So I always went, I drove them right down to Cord. So I always had that, I always had like a case of Fix-A-Flat. I would buy it by the case just to have it on hand just to fix my tires.
I never have figured out how to use Fix-A-Flat.
Me neither.
Because every time I put it, it doesn't work.
It's foam.
I understand what it is.
But it don't work.
Okay, so it's not just me then? I thought I didn't know how to use it.
And it always said it would get you 50 miles. Yeah, I didn't get 50 feet.
Kimmy, did you ever have to learn any of this stuff? Oh, no, you had parents that bought you reliable cars, which were nice.
I had older cars, but yeah, I didn't have any major issues.
No, but they shouldn't.
What are you talking about?
If you got a daddy should do it.
It does build character.
My dad doesn't know how to do
it. It doesn't build any character. I never dated one woman like, goddamn, she could turn a wrench.
No, I mean, it
is. Ow.
I'm not talking about being able to, like, get, like, you know, not work a NASCAR pit crew. I'm talking about, like, simple stuff. Like, you and I know because of these things, right? Where you've been in a situation now where, you know, the first time it's scary, but you're not going to panic when it happens again. You know what I mean? It builds character.
Are you going to teach your daughters? How did I?
I can't. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah. Well, actually, you don't even have to change tires anymore because there's no spare.
Yeah, you're right. Like, that's just it. Like, I don't have the ability to show
it's
my daughters
nice.
How to do this stuff. Well, it's nice until something goes wrong.
No.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. You're like, at least, like, you're never stranded. I mean, you always have a cell phone now.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, like, so there's always, you know, whether you got to call, like, a tow truck or something. But, like, there's always, you're not stranded to the point where you're, if you don't know how to change a tire, you're screwed.
It is funny, too, between, like, whatever insurance you have, car yeah. club you belong to, AAA. Like, I think...
Yeah, like, we always had AAA, so I guess that was, you know, my emergency situation.
But, like, by accident, even some credit cards now have, like, tow benefits. So, like, I think right now, by accident, I could call 5 different people for a free tow if I needed it. Like,
I didn't know that.
Where you buy your car from will offer you roadside assistance for free sometimes. So, like, yeah, like, I... For fun, next time if my car breaks down, I'll call all 5 of them and see which one gets there first. It's a race, boys! So, again, I don't know. We don't know which Advance Auto Parts are closing. It is a little... As much as I wasn't a gearhead, I always enjoyed going into auto parts stores. Not for the part that I had to buy, but to see which stupid stuff guys who worked on their cars would buy as, like, impulse items.
I always like going in there just for the personality of the guys behind the counter. Yep. Nope. That ain't gonna fit. Aisle 7. That ain't aisle 7.
I can appreciate that.
Other side of aisle 7.
But isn't that what you want?
Yes, that's why. I don't want to have a car conversation. I don't know what I'm
doing. But I also need information, and they always made me feel even dumber.
Well, yeah, but...
You don't want that.
That's what they're there to do.
That's not what you put in your car.
Wouldn't
but they would never tell you what to... But then they would make you
it's
ask.
Like hot or cold? Getting please. Warmer.
Yes, it was a hunt.
But the best two were like the novelty items for people's cars. Like... The amount of times I had to pull my hand away from the light-up skull screw-on.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Like, it's going to look stupid in my Dodge Caravan.
The Crown Air Freshener.
Oh, God, everything was so cool. I'm going to put neons on my primer truck. I think we could...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Admit that when this first started, it was a little bit strange.
Okay.
And I can even forgive you for making fun of it initially.
Well, that's stupid. Who did that?
But no matter what the tradition is, when you hit 10 years, you can't make fun of it anymore.
All right. You got a decade under your belt.
Especially when it's been as successful as this has.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We now have the date for the official keg lighting ceremony at the Jenny Brewery.
Oh, when's that happening?
It'll be happening December 6th. The event starts at 5 p.m. The actual keg tree gets lit at 6:30. And the folks at the Jenny Brewery say this year's celebration is expected to be even bigger and better than in years past.
Oh, my God.
Now, for those who don't know, even though it's at the Brew House, it is an all-ages event. And, Kimmy, it has become one of the premier holiday things in Rochester.
Yeah, I mean, it draws a crowd. And I'm guessing it gets bigger and bigger every year.
It's shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
So I've never been. Where do people park for that?
Well, I know that there's a...
What is suburban dad?
No,
question.
I know. No,
where's
I was
parking?
Thinking the same thing, though, only because it's not like there's like street parking really around there. I think there's like an overflow lot down the street a little bit, but I don't even know how many that
is. It's in a real nice area, so you'll be fine.
Oh, is it scared, Tommy? Oh, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that area is scary, man.
People go down there all the time. Have you ever heard a story?
I never hear from
him
again.
I bet you people park over here for it.
Yeah,
too,
probably. The parking
Well, yeah, but this bridge is.
Yeah, the bridge is out right now, right?
Oh, well, that's going
to
put a damper on things.
Well, you could stand over here and look at it.
I love how Tommy says when they go to that thing, he never hears from him again. Like something happened, not that they just don't want to talk to Tommy.
I'll take it either way.
So it'll now be 10 years.
Wow.
10 years since the first ever Jenny Brewhouse keg tree lighting ceremony. Mm. And every year it gets bigger and everyone gets excited about it. And there is someone in this room that thinks it's the stupidest thing that ever existed.
It just shows how starved we are for entertainment. We will look at a pile of cans with lights on it and be dazzled
but that's,
by it.
It's not so, it's more about the tradition.
It's about the booze.
Well, no,
well but it's this
go.
Is our thing. Like, this is what Rochester.
Pile of cans.
Kegs.
Yes.
A keg's a can that got out of control. It's cans.
All right.
It's a load. It's basically it's a dazzling loading dock.
Can you just embrace this now?
Oh, absolutely. I am.
Look, I can understand why when this thing first started, you thinking the idea of putting string lights on a pyramid of kegs was a silly idea.
Yes.
But to Kimmy's point, it has now become more than that. Mm-hmm. It is not just kegs with lights.
It's community.
It is. It's a reason to get together and have fun. And what's wrong with that?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
Go ahead.
Nothing.
Go ahead.
Nothing. Go ahead. Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. I mean, look, it makes sense why this has become such a beloved tradition.
It doesn't make sense to me at all.
Well, if you,
I mean, I understand it is, but it don't make no goddamn.
What about it doesn't make sense? Like, what questions do you have?
Like, I'm not even blown away by it.
So you wish it was bigger?
No, I wish. I don't care. You could put a billion cans up there, I don't
I would
care.
Be impressed by a billion cans.
Yeah.
I would like to see that keg tree.
That would be a Guinness World Record. They would have those people here with the book. No, man. It's not about kegs with lights on it.
It's about community and getting together.
So first of all, the community thing is a big part of it.
Oh, sure.
Because, you know, it's one of the first holiday events in Rochester, so you're not burned out on whatever it is you're going to be doing.
Kicks it all off.
Exactly. Like, this is a reminder, like, okay, the fun times are on the corner when we still think they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I mean, we in the greater Rochester area take a lot of pride in the heritage businesses that didn't abandon us, right? I mean, we've been burned so many times by so many places that employed so many people. And the Genesee Brewery went through some rough times.
Yeah, yeah.
But they managed to right the ship. They're one of the largest employers in the greater Rochester area.
They do a great job.
Folks who live in Rochester take a lot of pride that this beer is brewed here, right? And the folks that work at that place, they live amongst you. They make a paycheck from these folks. They raise their family. They pay for their homes. You're celebrating that, right? The history of Rochester and what this company has done for over 100 years in our area.
And they're master marketers, right?
I would agree.
Yeah, because they could get you to look at anything.
For God's sakes, man.
Like, this proves how brilliant they are.
It's the simple things in life sometimes.
Yeah.
No, it is.
Simple things.
I mean, most holiday traditions you do, they're not like necessarily the fanciest or most expensive. It's just something you just kind of look forward to because it's a sign that, hey, the holidays are here.
I love how he thinks this is.
How about the birth of Christ? That should be enough.
Oh, so you're going to church on Christmas?
Well, I'm thinking about it.
No, you're
you
not.
Set up your manger next weekend?
I'm thinking about it.
Agnostic in shacket and turtleneck argues for birth of Christ.
At one time in my house, I had multiple mangers, and you know that's right.
252 WCMF, the Jenny Brewhouse announces the keg tree lighting ceremony will be on December 6th. It's the 10th year. The event starts at 5. The actual tree gets lit at 6:30. They're saying it's going to be the biggest ever. There should be a new rule.
What's that?
No matter how stupid something in Rochester seems, and I get it, there are a lot of things that start where you just don't understand it.
Well, and it's one thing if you tell somebody from out of town, they'd probably look at you weird, like, what?
Yeah.
Why is that a big deal?
Fine, fine.
Yeah.
But when it lasts a decade, and I think a decade is the perfect cutoff, you need to embrace it. Because you can't give me a good reason why it sucks. You just keep yelling cans, 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 but you've never been, so you don't have the experience.
I mean, I've seen it on TV.
Oh, wow.
And it looks kind of ugly.
All right, I'm going to ask you some questions. You ready? Does it get people out?
Oh, absolutely.
Does it have people spending money?
Mm-hmm.
Is it helping the city of Rochester?
Absolutely.
So what's the problem?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Let's round up all the damn fools and go look at your kids.
Does it get people out?
It gets every damn fool out.
Does it have people spending money?
It gets every damn fool with money in their pockets to show up.
Does it help the city of Rochester?
Oh, it sure does.
So you cannot give me a single reason why this is not good.
I don't want to shut down. I'm not saying shut it down.
No?
I just want to crush it.
I just think it looks kind of foolish.
Okay, so very simple way to figure out.
Because we have beautiful areas of this fine community.
Give me an example that you could do for the holidays.
What about the Liberty Pool?
They do that.
Where they do Liberty.
Where you make fun of that, too.
Why are we taking away from Liberty?
You make fun of that, too. You make fun of the Liberty Pool. It's just a bunch of string lights off a pole.
It's pretty underwhelming.
And the Liberty Pool is now part of a tradition where they light the Liberty Pool and then have a parade down to the Rock Holiday Village with Santa.
Look at that. Yeah.
And you make fun of that.
I'm not a big winter person.
Okay.
You know this.
It's very simple.
What?
If this sucks, and that's fine. I can't take your opinion away. You think it sucks. Give me a better idea.
Well, I don't need. Why do you need an idea? Let the holidays happen as they happen.
No, because
and I'm fine. And I'm fine with you leaving your keg cans up there.
But like if you just let the holidays happen, like
then,
we let Tommy Mulet plan the holidays, there'd be no lights, no sparkle. No magic.
Snow.
The only sparkle would be in the jackets that he wears or the fabric.
Global warming.
Global hole.
Oh, nice and hot.
Global hole.
I want a 75 degrees Christmas.
Look, you sit here and you kill and you kill and you kill and you kill. And you can't come up with an idea that is even
but
as
you already
close
got Christmas trees
and
lit places. There's Christmas decorations all over. The city puts them up on every goddamn block.
So what am I going to do? Walk around the city and just stare at snowflake lights?
Yes.
No, it's not a community event.
Yes, it is. Walk around your community. Get to know your neighbors.
Give me a better event than this, and I'll say okay.
I don't think you need one.
You don't have one.
I don't think you need one.
You don't have one.
Because you all need to look at crap.
Oh, really? It's so interesting that you bring this up, because, Kimmy, you know, there's events all over the greater Rochester area.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, suburbs do their own
things. How about your churches, your church events?
For example.
Yeah, what's up?
What church do you belong to, by the way?
The First Church of Jesus.
He sits here and he kills the keg lighting ceremony, right? Yet you now argue for how cool and unique the candle walk is in Pittsburgh.
All those light up gazebos.
Wow, look at it. We took candles and we walk around the streets.
Well, I'll get my steps in.
Because apparently electricity is not a thing. And then we put horse-drawn carriages on the street. And a horse-drawn carriage is a candle. By the way, fire around horses doesn't sound like a good idea. Those things go up like a candle.
Well, what am I going to do? I mean, we've dressed our dog up as a candy cane.
Uh-huh.
Why wouldn't we want to take it down to the candlelight? Walk.
When you do your candlelight walk, is there at least one person dressed up like an old-timey caroler?
Yeah, it's Tommy. You were saying, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm asking.
Yeah, well, they don't do like that Dickens.
You're like what? One step away from that.
Yeah.
It's coming.
So, like, don't sit here and be like, oh, this sucks. Well, you know, it's actually a really quaint event when we take candles and walk around the village and we shop in bespoke markets where I can buy, an ice cube tray shaped like a pineapple. Shut up, you bitch.
But are you also supporting local businesses?
Oh, you mean like the Genesee Brewery?
Buying local.
You mean like the Genesee Brewery?
Y'all ain't buying the beer. Y'all just sitting there.
You're kidding me, right?
They sell beer during this thing?
I don't know what they do. Did you ask if they get 10,000 people out at the brew house and they sell beer? No. No beer for anybody.
I mean like outside when you're just hanging.
Probably.
Yeah.
Like an outdoor setup.
I've never been to the keg lighting ceremony.
This is what really chaps my ass about
what,
you.
What?
How come you've never been?
Because I know it's slammed.
Boy, did you don't stop you from going to the Bills games or the Sabre games?
Well, yeah, okay, if the keg lighting ceremony had two seats with my name on it, I would go there. By the way, we were asking about the bridge.
The bridge is under reconstruction or something.
Breaking news, according to Dan, who writes us on Twitter, he claims the bridge will reopen the same day as the keg.
Oh, nice.
Oh, be the first to walk across the new bridge.
Yeah, it's a new bridge. Oh, my God.
What?
He's just looking for any.
Oh, yeah.
You go first.
He's just looking for any reason to be a douchebag, and you're nailing it. Bills fans have now officially split into two camps for this weekend.
What do you got?
Well, Tommy, the Chiefs game circled big old red in the schedule every year.
Yeah,
and it is maybe the most important game league wide.
Yeah.
For the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, you want to beat the Chiefs?
Yes.
But it feels like half the fan base right now. Are looking at this game with no importance at all.
Oh.
Where the other half of the fan base sees it and says, if you don't win this game on Sunday, everything else about the rest of the season is lost.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Bills Chiefs Sunday, 4:25, live right here on CMF. You want to watch the game.
Well, where are you going to go watch it?
You can watch this intense matchup with one of the most intense ladies we know.
Ooh, who's that?
Kimmy's going to be hanging out at Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi Lai.
Lady K.
That's right. Delicious food, fantastic drink. Lady. Go hang out with Kimmy at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai with your friends from CMF. And Tommy, there was a lot at stake in Orchard Park this week.
Oh, all the chips are on the table, buddy.
The Chiefs come in undefeated, and they're in the driver's seat for the first round bye and home field advantage in the AFC throughout the playoffs. Mm. Yet, if the Bills win this game,
yep,
they are a single game back and would have a tiebreaker if the Chiefs slip up again to take over that spot.
Mm-hmm.
This could be, come the end of the season, the deciding game for home field advantage for the AFC Championship. We know this.
Yeah.
What Bills fans cannot agree on is if any of what I just said matters.
Sounds like it does.
Two camps of Bills fans have emerged, Tommy.
Yeah.
The first camp has determined you need this game on Sunday. And if you don't get this game on Sunday, you have to take a road route to the Super Bowl, and the Bills won't be able to pull that off. If the Chiefs win, they will have a three-game lead with six games to go and the tiebreaker.
And they'll be 10-0.
Yes, they would be. Now, here's the thing. If the Bills lose this game on Sunday, for all intents and purposes, unless something catastrophic happens, mm-hmm, there would be no way to catch the Chiefs for that first overall seed. So, if everything went well and the Bills end up in the AFC Championship game and so do the Chiefs, you would be playing that game in Arrowhead, which has been a house of horrors for the Bills in the postseason.
Yeah.
So,
you want to think about it.
The idea from this camp of fans is,
you have them in your bullseye now.
Yes.
Pull the trigger.
And if you do not do it, it's not even worth playing the rest of the season, because there's no way in a world in their heads they can figure the Bills win an AFC Championship game in Kansas City. But all of a sudden, the last couple of days, Tommy, there was a second group of Bills fans emerging.
Yeah.
Fans that see this weekend, it's just another game. Worst case scenario,
all right,
you would go into the bye Sunday night 8-3. And worst case scenario, if the Jets or Dolphins win, you would still have a four-game lead in the AFC East.
But two of those three losses,
mm-hmm,
came to two of the premier teams in the league. You lost to Baltimore.
Yes.
And Kansas City. Two teams you got to figure out if you want to get to the Super Bowl.
And that's a fine point. The Baltimore game, I think you can argue, the defense was racked with so many injuries that if you see Baltimore again, you're going to be fine. And Baltimore does not seem like the juggernaut they were a couple of weeks ago, the last couple of weeks.
Right.
But Bills fans in this camp, that all of a sudden this game is not the important game that we thought it was, they point to the last 3 years. That, like we said, the Bills are 3-0 in their regular season against Kansas City. Last year, the Bills got a home playoff game in Orchard Park against the Chiefs, and it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Each of the last 3 years, the Bills have lost in the divisional round. So if history tells us anything, according to these people, the Kansas City game, win or loss, which they've won the last 3 years, doesn't do anything to help your postseason hopes.
But it does help you in positioning.
But you had the positioning last year. Didn't do anything.
But you got to capitalize on those things you set up. I mean, you can't say, like, well, we settled up and then we blew it. All right, that's got to get fixed.
Okay, understood. But can't you also make the argument? You should be able to go on the road and beat a team like this if you're going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but you don't want to be there.
Understood.
Yeah, you should, but...
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Sounds like loser talk to me, Penn.
Is this game the season decider, or does this game have no significance based on history? Kimmy, thoughts?
Winning this game makes your path a little easier. I wouldn't say it's a season decider at this point.
So do you look at it as just another game? Because Josh Allen, take it for what it's worth,
okay,
went on record yesterday as saying this is just another game for the Buffalo.
Well, they always got to say that. Yeah.
I said take it for what it's worth.
That's politics.
No, I think it's a bonus if you win this one. I don't think it's a make or break for the Bills.
So you see, if the Bills, for some reason, go into Sunday and they don't pull this out, you're not devastated?
No.
Tommy, are you devastated if the Bills lose this game?
Yeah, because if you don't win this game, you're the third best team again in the AFC.
Okay.
It's going to go Kansas City, Baltimore, yo ass.
So you believe if the Bills win, they're the best team in the AFC?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, look, there is an argument to be made.
Well, I would say this. They've jumped over Kansas City. Only thing you've got left is Baltimore.
Okay. Look,
they've beaten Kansas City in the past. Would you say that made them jump Kansas City in the regular season?
Good question.
I think you have to get Kansas City if you want to be spoken to in that light.
No, but that's not the question.
The
question is, the Bills have beat Kansas City three straight times in the regular season. In those moments, did you believe the Bills had jumped Kansas City as far as better football team?
No, because Kansas City was a better team back then, where Mahomes' numbers are down, right?
Ooh, look at this guy.
Watching
the news for 30 seconds.
They're looking a little weak. And they're pulling out games in the last second.
But doesn't
like
that
a blocked
kind of
field goal
make you more nervous? Like, I don't want to face a team that knows how to win close games. You know what I mean? Like, for me, that reminds me more of those gritty Bills teams that used to pull out wins in those close scenarios, and you kind of never counted them out. Like, I don't know if I love a Kansas City team that it's been winning that way.
But here's the thing. The Bills are also that team this season. The only one possession game they've
lost. Oh, I'm not saying the Bills aren't like that, but I almost think that makes Kansas City a scarier team.
All right, look, so I agree with you, Tommy. I think if the Bills win this game on Sunday, it's proof that they can play with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, those games against San Francisco and Detroit after the bye don't look so daunting. But, Tommy, people who are arguing this game doesn't have the weight it normally does could also be trying to cope, bless you, Kimmy, with a not-so-fun reality.
What's that?
The Bills' passing game won't be close to 100% on Sunday.
No, he doesn't have the weapons.
We already know Keon Coleman, rookie wide receiver, is out. We are waiting to hear on Amari Cooper. He's missed the last 2 weeks. He says he feels like he's going to play on Sunday, but he's still been limited. We're also waiting to see what's going on with Dalton Kincaid's knee. He has not practiced this week. Offensive lineman Spencer Brown has an ankle. That would be a huge loss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you go in without Kincaid, Brown, or Cooper, even two of those three, this might be impossible. However, a surprise injury popped up for the Chiefs yesterday.
Who'd they get?
Their kicker, Harrison Bucker, was put on IR. He's got a knee injury.
Oh, Bucker hurt his knee?
So the
it's been pretty clutch for them in the past.
The Chiefs had to sign a kicker off the Jets practice squad. And, I mean, the good thing for Harrison Bucker is, while he's rehabbing, his wife can cook and clean for him while he's sitting at home, right? He's that guy in the offseason who caused all that controversy when he made those comments at that college graduation.
Stay at home, ladies.
I forgot about that guy.
Hey, honey, listen, remember what I said? Can you bring me some iced tea? There is one very important thing to keep in mind here.
What is it?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We talk about this Bills game this weekend. Half of Bills fans seem like they think this game means everything this season. The other half of Bills fans are arguing this game means nothing based on the dominance the Bills have had on the Chiefs in the regular season the last 3 years. And then, bleh.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Bills getting to the one seed.
Yeah.
But it's not even like the Bills are close to having the two seed locked up right now. The Ravens and the Steelers are right on their tails. They play each other this weekend. If the Bills lose, one of those two teams will overtake the Bills, if I'm not mistaken. Unless, wait, no, the Ravens have four losses. Never mind, I take back what I said. The point I'm getting at is, by next Sunday, the Bills have a very good chance of being in the three spot if they don't win this game. And if that were to happen, the Bills would only be one game ahead of Houston, who has the tiebreaker for the fourth seed.
So now you're starting to slip.
You are, but again, there's still...
And you got tough teams. You got to play Detroit.
But there'll still be six games left when you come back.
But you got some tough games. You said San Francisco out there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what San Fran is right now. Detroit looks pretty scary.
Oh, yeah.
They only got one loss.
But, I mean, the Bills have that. If we're going to talk history here, the Bills under Sean McDermott, the home stretch of the season, find a way to put it together.
All right, they turn it on.
They win games they shouldn't win.
Let's turn it on, boys.
Look, in this case, you're talking about the difference between two home playoff games, if you get the first overall seed, and having to go on the road for two playoff games if you win that first one at home, if you end up the three or the four seed. And there is a huge difference there.
Sure, because you're going backwards.
You're working, you're going backwards.
Yes. It's like, here we go again.
Well, no, but I mean, they had the two seed last year. That wasn't a here we go again. They lost at
home. Okay, but you should have learned from those mistakes. Now you've been there once. You got there once. So this year, there shouldn't be any excuse. It's not like you're nervous. You never did this before. Now you've had it.
Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Donnie.
Donnie
says, Tommy is wrong. The Bills have lost at home in the playoffs each of the last 2 years. Home field may not matter for this team. I'm in the camp that this game is not a big deal. If the roster is good, they can win on the road or at home.
That's no excuse not to feed your home dog, son. Just because he's been a bad boy. You just got to figure out what dog you want to feed today, Pat.
I'm not.
You want to feed your road dog or your home dog?
I'm not listening to what you're saying.
Feed your home dog.
I'm not listening to what you're saying.
Feed that dog.
I told you I'm not listening to what you're saying.
Beat the dog.
Okay, so no, I got the correction here. If the Bills lose, based on the Steelers and Ravens playing this weekend, mm-hmm. one of those teams will jump them.
Jump them.
Yes.
All right.
Because one of them has to get a win.
So now you're slipping.
There's a lot of sneaky teams in the mix here.
Yeah. But by the way, you want to talk about slipping. It was also at this point last year, the Bills were 6-6.
Yes. They, yeah.
Right? I mean, at the end, like.
They went on that epic run.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, we sit here and we're panicking, like looking at, you know, top overall seed. What if you fall to 4? They were 6-6. They ended up with the second effing seed.
Yeah.
So we know nothing. And hell, the Bills could win this game against the Chiefs, go into the bye, drop a very losable game to Detroit, drop a very losable game to San Francisco, and then all of a sudden you're back at the 3 or the 4 seed again.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think that kind of leans back into this idea that this game is being overhyped for significance on this Bills season.
But do you want to drop the Kansas City game and drop those other two games?
I do not. Well, no, obviously.
Then you're done.
Obviously, I don't want to do that. Stop doing the.
Take your dog and go home. Go feed your dog.
Go. You got to feed the home dog. I heard.
You got to feed that home dog.
More Facebook messages coming in. People are not liking your takes, Tommy.
What? Win?
Jessica writes, Jessica. She writes, the best the Bills have played in the playoffs was a second round game in Kansas City, the 13-second game. Yeah, it didn't go their way.
Yeah.
But they should have won that game.
But they did.
It was the best performance Josh Allen and that team has ever had in the playoffs. She makes a valid argument.
Okay, but aren't you getting sick of losing the greatest games ever played?
Yeah, but I mean, that's part of being a Bills fan. Home away, you lose the greatest games ever played.
But you need to get rid of it.
No, but I think the overall point that she's making is if you look at home playoff games the last couple of years, that Ravens game during COVID was phenomenal.
Didn't get to experience it. But
102-yard house call. Yeah, you're right. It sucks, right? But like the home performances for playoff games, they squeaked out a win against the Dolphins a couple years ago.
Well, minus that Cincinnati game.
That wasn't fun. But they also, that game against the Steelers last year was not a walk in the park.
No,
that was a battle. And even that Colts game in the COVID year, that came down to the last play.
Got it was a doubler.
Right? So, like, the idea that if you have a home field playoff game that it's going to be a cakewalk, Bills are showing that's not really the case.
Right.
Not really been a case. Look, no matter what, I want the win. And this game is significant because—
The whole country's watching, man.
I want the win,
You're a tuxedo and brown shoes.
Go home. Go home.
I got to laugh.
No, she's laughing at how stupid you are.
Laugh
it's just
counts.
So catty.
I think we know where Tommy has fallen on this game, based on the way that
he's
talking.
We have an idea.
Yes. And we will find out for sure just after 7:45, a prime time, no, not prime time, but
okay, really,
prime window.
I would say it's going to have the most eyes.
That's fair. A Tony Romo, my good personal friend, Jim Nance.
Hello, friends.
Yes.
It's a good lineup.
Kind of Tommy tells it like it is just after 7:45. Find out where he falls and get your picks ready.
Mm-hmm.
Do not, whatever he does, do the opposite of it based on how he's been going this season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.